Hi, I'm Rhonda with I'm Funny About Money, and today I'm going to review a book that I actually have some good things to say about. So don't forget, click like, make sure you comment, and please subscribe so I can keep sending you this great content. So the title of today's book is Frugal Living, 8 Surprising Effective Ways to Spend Less, Save Money, Have an Amazing Life on a Budget. And the author's name is Kelly Brooks. And it is approximately 24 pages long. That's what it says in the description of the book, that is 24 pages long. Overall, I like the book. Okay, so I feel like I agree with the author on most of her points that she makes in this book. I do have some things that I would like to criticize about the book, though. Unfortunately, it's not a great book. It's a decent book, especially for the money that I paid, which was $0. Yes. So, not so bad, right? And I think it's okay. All right? However, I can tell that there was no editor involved in this process, and if there was, you need a new one. And the typos are excruciating. And there's one section of the book where the chapter's just going along and there's a statement and it just stops mid-sentence, like mid-idea. It's like you're having a conversation and then you drift off somewhere else onto a completely different topic. That kills it. It kills it. And it's not that I was seeking out this great reading experience. I am seeking out personal finance information. And mainly I'm reading these books so that I can improve my own finances and share with my friends and family, hey, this is a great book, you should read it. This isn't a great book, you shouldn't read it. That sort of thing. So the typos, the lack of editing, the dropping of a chapter in mid-chapter, That's kind of what kills it. Also, just my own personal pet peeve thing is in the back at the end, it says conclusion. And I just don't like conclusions at the end of books. It feels like a term paper. We put conclusion in the term paper or a speech in college, you know. And in conclusion, we have blah, blah, blah. That's so, no. We can do better. And speaking of doing better, this book has potential to be a really good book. And I really feel like the author should update it. I would love it if she did. I would love to reread it with updates and corrections made. That would be fantastic. So, I do want to talk about how this author has good tips. And she does have approximately 8 tips that are good. They are not surprising to me. I did learn a little bit, though. I had no idea that you could get coupons from a one general location, like a coupon shop type thing, like you could buy coupons. I didn't realize you could do that. So that was new information to me. I thought you just had to get them out of the newspaper or online. I didn't realize you could get them from a place. That was kind of neat. I like how the author goes into detail on cleaning with vinegar. I have cleaned with vinegar, and sometimes I still do. I definitely like to add vinegar to my dishwasher. And I clean my water bottles with it, you know, my coffee pot and things like that. So I think cleaning with vinegar is a good idea. And I like how she breaks it down a little bit. That was useful information that I feel like others could benefit from. Okay? So I like how she talks about ways to reduce your electricity, ways to reduce your car expenses, and such. Once again, though, this author talks about, you know, spending like $3,000 or so on a car. Like, I think nowadays a car is not as cheap as it used to be. And when you buy a car, you're going to have to spend a little bit of money, unfortunately. It is better, though, not to have a payment. It is better to buy used, absolutely, 100%, and if you can, the lowest mileage possible. And hopefully things don't go south and that you have a lot of expenses attached to it, and that's really the goal, is to spend as little money as possible and get as much for your money as you can. So I really like that part and how they talk about that. So this is a great book for that. I love this quote. I would like to talk about that. This quote is, "So, when you do make a purchase, make sure you weigh what you're getting against what you are spending." This statement should be practiced in all of your purchases. This is something that maybe should be your mantra or something every day if you're having trouble when you purchase things. Let me read it again. So, when you do make a purchase, make sure you weigh what you are getting against what you are spending. This statement alone makes this book worth reading, in my opinion. This statement is the best statement that I've seen in all of the financial books that I've read. And I think it's worded properly. I'm always talking about value versus, you know, what you're spending, getting what you pay for, and making sure you're getting as much value out of something and thinking about how much things are going to cost in the long run for maintenance and such. And so for her to bring that up and to say it, I think is great. I think other financial authors need to reiterate that more, maybe. I just don't see it in a lot of things that I read. It's not, to me, I don't see it. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I feel that the author needs to clean up the grammatical errors and maybe work on some of the errors that are in there for editing and such. Like, I think the author should update the book. I think the author should clean up the grammatical errors. I think the potential that this book has is really good. I think it's a great place to start if you are just starting out on your personal finance journey. And I feel like this is beneficial and worth a short, quick little read, as it's only 24 pages. And I think it's good to reiterate some of the things that the author states in the book. And I do feel that this is overall a good place to start. All the grammatical and editing, or lack thereof editing, things aside, I think this is not so bad. And I feel like this is a book that would be worth reading. And I think maybe it's something, I think you guys should check this book out. Go ahead, give it a read. It won't take you that long. So, with all of that being said, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe. And I will be back again with more books, hopefully. Hopefully good ones. Thanks, you guys. Bye.